Bros, please help a beggar. Bros, please.
Oh, God.
That's what I wanted today. Please, madam, I beg.
Madam, I beg. Oh, God. How would you survive?
Spirit of the living God.
Brother, please help me.
Age your own chances.
Okay, you know me before.
Well, I don't know you. But as I was coming towards your direction, the Spirit of God revealed everything about you to me. Why do you have to mess your life like this?
Me? Put myself for this mess?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Are you aware that you are the cause of what you are passing through now?
Oga, me? The cause of my predicament?
Yes.
Who you be?
Well, I am Prophet Silas, the prophet of truth and justice. As I was coming towards you, the Spirit of God revealed to me what led to this your situation. Look at a young man like you who has a better future. You are begging on the street. Ejiro, you used to be the best drummer in your church. Is that correct?
Yes, that is true. But Oga, you know me before.
I don't know you. Like I said, the Spirit of God has already revealed everything about you to me. You used to be the best drummer in your church until pride set in. Can you remember the day you walked out of church service because your pastor scolded you for coming late? Can you remember?
Yes, sir.
And you were aware that there was a special church program that Sunday. You came late. Your pastor scolded you. Instead of you to apologize and feel sorry, you left the church angrily, thinking the church will not do without you, that they will call you. Is that correct?
You are correct, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
But you never saw their calls?
No, sir.
Eh?
No, sir.
Do you know why?
No, sir.
There was a person that God already prepared for that Sunday. There was a brother that do come to your church. He joined your church newly, and he was planning to write application to join the band. That day you left, he made himself available, and the Spirit of God used him that he played in an extraordinary way that made everybody to forget about you. After that Sunday, the church elders decided to make him church drummer. That was why you never heard from your church. Then after that Sunday, that same week was when you had an accident that got your leg amputated. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Pride. Pride. Oh, you thought that without you, God cannot function. See, let me tell you, no man can keep God stranded. Are you hearing me? No man can keep God stranded. He said, if you don't worship me, I will command stones to worship me. Until we realize that we are privileged to serve in the vineyard of God, we'll be making mistakes. Do you know that you have been protected all this while because you have been serving God? Do you know? I can see in the spirit that you are the only son of your family. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Your village people have been trying by all means to take your life. They have been trying so many things. But because of your service in the house of God, God built an edge around you to protect you. But from that day, you started feeling arrogant and too important. That edge was destroyed. And the devil had the opportunity to get your life. Let me tell you, we are privileged to walk in the vineyard of God. Whatever gift God has given to us, it is a privilege that we use it to serve Him. God don't need us. We are the one that need Him. So let us get it right. Anyways, you still have an opportunity to amend your ways. Go get something doing in the house of God. I believe God might still have mercy on you and make your life better. God bless you.
Sister,